Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on Radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Back to the conversation. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
So close to drinking and toasting with a shot of the day, then the exciting return of Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Follow the Men's Room on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Your choices.
My mother texted me to let me know that she's a full-on Bee Gees fan, that she still loves the Bee Gees, and that this song should win. I'm like, Mom, this is not how it works.
You know who I'd like to see dance to this song?
Who?
That sexy gecko.
Don't get her started.
You're going to think about now when Steve brings up his mom.
I can't see that gecko without thinking about his mom.
Bee Gees taking on the Village People today. Yeah, we decided to hell with it. We're going for it. No one's going to lose on Bad Choice Friday, right?
No, man, it's disco. It's upbeat. Come on.
Get there and vote now because Bad Choice Friday is coming up. If you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, that's where you do the voting. All right, time for a few emails here for the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got
All right, a couple from our question. What do you hope to never have to clean up again? Guys, I was working overnight maintenance in a major 24-hour retail store. My job to clean the restrooms. One night I had gone into the ladies' room to start cleaning, and it smelled awful, but that was nothing new. When I got to the back handicap stall, the smell got worse, like rotten fish. Upon entering the stall, I see that some artistic, disgusting woman had used her time of the month to paint a mural on the wall and had re-inked her makeshift marker a few times before leaving it stuck to the wall. Left the ladies' room, told my manager, I don't get paid enough. He asked why. I told him to go back to the back stall and see for himself. When he came back out, he said he'd buy me a soda and a candy bar if I could please stay.
And a candy bar.
And clean that up. That's from Jenna. Guys, my roommate went hunting and had a freezer full of venison. We were in college. Winter break was approaching, so our other roommate unplugged everything before leaving, including the fridge. I showed up 2 weeks later to, quote, check on the house and found that lovely mess. I was burning incense inside of the fridge and the freezer. That smell still haunts me. That from Lauren. Guys, I got a quick one for you. It wasn't me that had to clean it, but my coworker at the time. End of the day, and we were unloading the truck, and my coworker had just this kind of look on his face. I thought he was having a heart attack when he said, dude, I just asked myself. Moral of the story, never gamble on a fart. Oh, thanks, guys.
Oh, he actually asked himself.
Yeah,
okay.
that from Pangea Joe. Do I have any more of those, or did I run out of them? Okay, those are the ones from today. As we move on to the birthday request, Ola Bacciola's greetings from Paris, France.
Oh, very
bonjour.
Today is my daughter Emily's birthday. Hopefully she understands English better than French. So how about a barbershop fish sandwich? That from Helder.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich, maybe some dill relish in the morning, at noon, and at night.
right?
Hello, Michelle. It's John from Sacramento here. It's my son Caleb's birthday. He was born with half of his heart developed, a condition known as hypoplastic left heart syndrome. He means the world to me, and I'm sure he would love to have a little kid fish sandwich. Thanks, guys. That from John.
Fish sandwich.
Gentlemen, today is my girlfriend Tanya Joe's 24th birthday.
Tanya, be careful.
Tanya Joe, yes, I know she's a Tanya. I should be scared, but she means the world to me. Honestly, I don't know where I'd be without her. A few months ago, I introduced her to the men's room, and she loves listening to the show. She likes hearing the birthday request, Ted versus the FCC. So I can't think of a better surprise for her birthday than the dirty Germans personally wishing her a happy birthday. Tell her how to put the O in Tanya. Thanks, guys. That from John Fitzwell on Camano Island.
Yeah, oddly enough, I plan on fitting well myself, Tanya Joe. I can guess already that after a remarkable night of coitus, we will both be sharing your pall malls in Newport.
Yeah, so you know, she wants to put the O in there, then maybe we could go to IKEA.
Only a beautiful bitcholas. Happy Positive Friday, everybody. Today marks my friend Joel, pronounced Ivan's 24th birthday. He started working with me back in January, and I am so glad to call him a friend. We bonded over your show since then, and we've become two halves of a whole idiot. It's never a dull day when we are together. He would love Miles to say the meat is burned and some of Coach Ted giving safety tips in the chemistry lab. Thanks, guys. That from James. The meat is burned. It's burned.
A lot of people don't think coaches been in the lab. They're wrong. A coach calls a lot of things the lab, but we're talking about the chemistry lab. Step one, put on those goggles. Step two, never directly smell something, right? You always want to waft that towards you. You got no idea what kind of gas is coming out of that beaker. That's true advice there, Miles.
Notice.
Wafting. We're going to waft.
Today, Corey, Jerrica, and Sophia all turn 25, so I have a question. Has there ever been a three-way where it's everyone's birthday? Yeah. I think the only way you can make it any better is if the dirty Germans find their way to the party. And how about a little penis is too small for Corey? Thanks, guys. That from James.
Yeah, I want to experience this birthday three-way. Lots of candles to blow out. Lots of blowing.
Yeah, the odd part is sometimes the choo-choos, you don't know what part of the train you are. Choo-choo. Yeah, in Germany, we call it the fun train.
Yeah, that's all about the caboose.
Is that on the German railroad?
It is. So, you know, sometimes some people call it the pain train. It depends on what you're into.
Hello, guys. It's my husband Tyler's 27th birthday. He listens to you guys literally all of the time, and it drives me bonkers. Can I get a big old Leroy Jenkins and Coach Ted giving us advice on how to be frugal and to budget? Thanks, guys. That's from the lovely Chelsea.
Let's do this. Leroy!
Well, Chelsea, it's pretty simple. You got two options. Number one, you start using coupons. Make sure you pick out the food you're gonna actually eat and cook it that way. Or option two, you learn to dance and buy some 6-inch heels.
Jesus.
Figure out where to spend all those singles.
Bitches, today is my wonderful fiance Jessica's 27th trip around the sun. She is the strongest person I know, fighting the good fight against type 1 diabetes, and I know she'd love nothing more than a smell it, followed by a you like that, and the dirty Germans talking about redheads. Rock on, guys. That from Ben.
You like smell that? It. You like that?
Smell it.
Yeah, I misunderstood what you meant by... I won't even go down that path, but yes, I do enjoy the redheads quite a bit. They're very buttery.
Yeah, it's the last time I was with this redhead. It was like being covered with a bunch of slimy oysters.
Yeah, between your legs looks like nest of fire ant.
Yeah, maybe we should put that out.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, today's my 33rd birthday. For my birthday, could I please get a few of Thrill Shotgun Gets? And could the Dirty Germans give my husband some advice and ideas for tonight? He is a welder and a carpenter. Thank you, gentlemen, for making me smile every day. That from the lovely Chelsea.
Dick! Dick! Dick!
Yeah, I have a wonderful idea for your birthday tonight. I hope your husband is listening. Leave it to us.
Yeah, so you know, we could weld ourselves together with this Chelsea. It's also, it's weld something, so not bring the carpenter skill into the bedroom.
I'm going to bring my own solder.
If she gets a downstairs splinter, she's going to be in much, much, much pain.
Oh, God.
downstairs splinter.
All of it's all for my 33rd birthday. I can't think of a better birthday feast than some skinless bangers. Can the dirty Brits give me some advice on how to prepare them? That from Eduardo in Sacramento, California.
But, Mommy, it's quite easy. You simply buy the bangers and then remove the skin and you have skinless bangers.
Yeah. As being as I will with small little English children, make sure you boil them in water. Just make them as plain as can be. It's gross.
We don't want much flavor. Just have no skin on me bangers.
If you put skin on them, we'll be forced to cut you.
I have to admit, when I think of a skinless banger, I think of a dog getting excited.
You know,
don't you think that's what a skinless banger looks
no,
like?
No, in England we call that a red rock. Reminds me of a popsicle. Way too much flavor for me.
It looks like Mommy's lipstick.
Guys, doing a birthday shout-out for myself. Can I get a bunch of thrills gets as I'm currently target shooting in Capital State Forest? Thanks, guys. That from Chris in Olympia.
Get! Get!
Bitches! I'd like to give a good birthday shout-out to my buddy Nathan, a.k.a. G-Dub, a.k.a. G-Dizzle. He's always bitching and moaning about no one will write in to give him a birthday request, but I will. He's turning 35. So how about giving your penis is too small and a big old bong rip? You guys rock. Keep on rocking, you lovely bitches. That from the other G-Dub. Guys, today's my beautiful wife Allison's 40th birthday. Absolutely amazing. And I am an idiot. She would love to hear the birthday song and have a couple dirty Germans today. Thanks, guys. That from Jason.
Yeah, I have not been with St. Allison before. I will call you the Allosaurus. Yeah.
I will agree.
Emphasis on Soros.
Yeah, I will agree, though. She is amazing. And you are an idiot. You didn't even notice the Germans in your own bedroom.
Yeah. That's why it smells like cigarette smoke and latex.
Aloha, bitcholas. I'm turning 45 today on the walled-off island of Maui. And every year on my birthday, I reflect on what I'm thankful for. Well, I'm thankful for the KISW team. I listen to BJ and Migs at the gym, you guys when I'm out working or driving, and the Megacast every Saturday morning at the beach. So thank you guys for being hilarious and awesome. I really appreciate it. By the way, quarantine ends for visitors here on Maui. You just need a negative COVID test 72 hours prior to your arrival. So come on out. Coach Ted, your favorite baseball team, the West Maui Brewers, are in a 5-game skid. And I'm on the mound trying to pull us out of it. So for my 45th, and for the Brewers, we need some encouragement from Coach Ted for a win on Sunday. Be well, guys. That from Ty. Uh-oh, hit the wrong button. There
Coach,
you go. There
Coach
you go,
Ted's American.
There you go, Coach. Sorry, my bad.
All right, listen. I get it. 60 feet, 6 inches. It's how we live our life. We can't be predictable. Start them off with a fastball, curveball. Good hitters recognize patterns. Now, second of all, you've lost 5 games in a row. We've got nothing to lose. You place a fastball in the middle of his damn back and set a toe.
Oh, damn.
Telling him to beam the guy?
Beam the first guy. Back him off
this
the plate.
This is adult men's league. He's like probably beating a 50-year-old in the head.
Beat him. Not the head. Or plunk him. Don't beat him. You plunk him in the back, maybe on the buttocks. You set a tone, and then we're going to own that outside corner. Hey, Patrols. Listen. Coaches, all right?
Okay.
We don't care about feelings or one guy with a bruise.
And baseball's probably your best coaching expertise, I would say.
Yeah, seriously. I could coach him up.
Ola Bacholos, hey, I want to give a birthday shout-out to my lovely wife, Brenda. Today is the big double nickel. She would love some turtle wax and the dirty Germans talking about her special treat for dinner tonight, German sausage. Thanks, guys. Love the show. That from Harold.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a surprise party, but I guess you already know you'll have a mouthful of German sausage tonight.
Yeah, the funny thing is that after we're done with you, I believe there was a poet that once made a song about you. It says Brenda has a baby.
Yeah, it'd be the same thing, but tonight's my sausage special is called Thrill Bossa.
You know, it's a bit spicy.
All right, guys, here we go.
Happy birthday to you.
British.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Robin. Based on that, Men's Room Original Sausage at Uli's World Famous Sausage, Pike Place Market, we get this email. Skinless Bangers, guys. Olavicholas, Tim here from New Orleans. Between the skinless banger guy and Sean, yesterday's show might have been the funniest on record. Keep on rocking, guys. That's from Timothy. He used to listen to us on the bayou down there in New Orleans. Speaking of that, should we...
Bring up Uli.
Maybe we should reach out to Uli and see if for a limited time he could offer some delicious skinless bangers for your breakfast.
Some Men's Room skinless bangers. First of all, if that doesn't sound appetizing, I don't know what does. Well, we should talk to
him. I don't think he has a breakfast sausage, does he?
As far as I know,
he has breakfast.
Does he have breakfast?
Oh, yeah.
Does he have a skinless banger?
Does he have skinless bangers?
I don't believe he has a skinless banger, but I've had the apple cinnamons before. Like, okay. He's got breakfast links.
I say we reach out to Uli and say, listen.
Uli! Yeah, Mike, do you have his number? Can we seriously call him and say, hey, dude, can you make some skinless bangers for us for a limited time?
Well, for the holidays,
it's our 10-year anniversary here.
Yeah, 10
years. 15, what, 15, 15
we've been here for a while.
Yeah. It's been a minute.
Yeah, and we would like,
I'd eat them all the time.
Men's Room skinless bangers.
Mm-hmm. It's worth a shot.
Would you eat Men's Room skinless bangers if we got Uli to do it? Just let us know. I just want to know. Like, people go, hell yeah, I will try some Men's Room skinless bangers, and I'm all in.
Yeah.
Check the Rolodex, see if I can't.
Red Festival has skinless bangers.
Celery's in a go.
That would be awesome.
It's called Skinless Banger Fest.
Man, let's seriously think about that and work on it. Listen, even if it's just a limited time, or just give them to us so we can try it first.
You going to the Skinless Banger Fest?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Everybody's going.
All right, bitches.
Skins optional.
I think we need to go back in time to the last time we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Cool.
The way we play Ted versus the FCC is you need to read that one time through, then three times fast.
All right. Three free fleas flocked. While these fleas flocked, Freezy Breeze blew ships. Freezy Breeze made these three ships shops freeze.
Three times fast.
Three free fleas flocked. While these fleas flocked, Freezy Breezy blew ships. Freezy Breezy made these three ships shop freeze.
One.
Three free fleas flocked. While these fleas flocked, Freezy Breezy blew ships. Freezy Breezy made these three ship shops freeze.
Two.
Three freeze fleas flocked. While these three fleas flocked, Freezy Breezy blew ships. Freezy Breezy made these three ships shop freeze.
That's a win. That's a win.
So close.
That's a win. Win last time at Ted versus the FCC. Let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
And $325,000 fine is all very expensive when you have 60 affiliates.
Man, oh man.
Oh man, that's a steep price to pay, isn't it?
You know, you're syndicated to 60 markets, some dumbass drops an F-bomb.
Yeah, on your show.
And no one on your show is smart enough to dump it. That's a lot of cash.
That is a
whole lot of money.
Lo and behold, we stayed up last night coming up with some great tongue twisters for Ted versus the FCC.
Quick side note, Drano was not a suppository. Don't try it.
Yeah. But lo and behold, we get this one from Danny. A listener submitted Ted versus the FCC.
Oh, Danny.
He says, "Hola, guys. I came up with an idea here for Ted versus the FCC. And if you guys are in need of assistance, please feel free to use this one. Enjoy. Thank you, guys. Love the show." That from Danny. And Danny's Ted versus the FCC goes something like this. Lucy plays with all chucks, but can't get her fill of Chuck's long, big, black, hard chalk. Lucy's pushy and needs Chuck's long, big, black, hard chalk. Lucy keeps chalk in her gaping glass bowl. The way we play Ted versus the FCC is that you need to read that one time through and then three times fast.
Just sidewalk chalk, Ted.
Yeah,
like the kind we didn't grow up with.
Yeah. You do drugs, Danny?
Every day.
Thank you.
Good boy.
Lucy plays with all chalks, but can't get her fill of Chuck's long, big, black, hard chalk. Lucy's pushy and needs Chuck's long, big, black, hard chalk.
Lucy keeps her chalk in her gaping glass bowl.
Three times fast.
Lucy plays with all chalks, but can't get her fill of Chuck's long, big, black, hard chalk. Lucy's pushy and needs Chuck's long, big, black, hard chalk. Lucy keeps her chalks in her gaping glass bowl.
What?
Lucy plays with all chalks, but can't get her fill of Chuck's long, big, black, hard chalk. Lucy's pushy and needs Chuck's big, black, long, hard chalk. Lucy keeps her chalks in a gaping glass bowl.
Two!
Lucy plays with all chalks, but can't get her fill of Chuck's big, black, long, hard chalk. Lucy's pushy and needs Chuck's long, big, black, hard chalk. Lucy keeps her chalk in a gaping glass bowl.
Oh! 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 Oh!
Yeah.
Feeling good about that one. Yeah! There you go, bitches. Another win in 10 versus the FCC. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're in the Men's Room. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
What the hell, guys? Comment or two there on maybe some Men's Room skinless bangers.
Well, yeah, we're saying we should reach out to Uli, right?
No, no, we know what sausage you got.
And skinless bangers, as much fun as we're having, apparently a delicious breakfast sausage. But anyway, we just said we should reach out to Uli and see if he'll hook us up with skinless bangers. Like, you're just kind of top of mind, but people come in and says, hey, bring on the skinless bangers. Someone else, I'll try some Men's Room skinless bangers, especially beer battered. Hell yeah, I'll try them skinless bangers. We continue. I'll buy some skinless bangers. Men's Room skinless bangers? Isn't that as bad as a toilet pickle? Perhaps. Someone else says, hell yeah, skinless bangers. I totally eat the S out of those skinless bangers. Please, sir, may I have another? I will put Men's Room skinless bangers in more than just my mouth. I like you. And I would try your skinless bangers. And on it goes. I say we go to Uli and say, hey, man.
Make us some skinless bangers.
There's a demand.
The skinless bangers.
Uli, we need these bangers. Skinless. I know this sounds strange.
Yes,
it
we're
going to need a boatload.
We'll have to try them first to make sure that, you know, we can put
for
them
out sure.
There. Yeah.
That's all I eat.
All right, the weekend is almost here. We will drink and toast with a shot of the day, and we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. The first quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, scientists are trying to find out why killer whales are ramming boats of the off the coast of Spain.
They've been doing this in the Mediterranean now for about a month.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Wait, are these the boats that are looking at the whales?
No.
No, this is roughly any boat. So basically you have a lot of fishermen that are out there, right? But it doesn't matter. You can be out there for pleasure. You can be out to fish. If it's small enough where they know they can move you, nudge you, or damage your boat, they're going after.
Because there's some spot where there's a bunch of, is it bluefin tuna?
Maybe.
Somewhere off Spain. But the whales got smart and started showing up there when it's feeding time. I don't know if this is no coinciding. I mean, yeah, if I showed up to dinner and somebody is at the table that's smaller than me, I'm going to bump them.
Sure.
Okay.
Well, you were saying that they weren't even just bumping into them. They were straight up ramming, like, head on, here I come.
Mm-hmm. The one video I saw, they're just straight up ramming the boat. And the guys are like, dude, the whales are bigger than our boat. We need to turn around and go
right
back.
Yeah. Free Willy isn't exactly the friendliest of beasts.
I'm William now.
That's right. A priest was recorded having group sex on the altar at church. God almighty.
You know, people say a lot of times, what would Jesus do? Well, I can't answer that question always, but not that.
That's right. I know what he wouldn't do.
Two chicks at one time.
Let's get it on.
Did you see, were they prostitutes?
I don't know. I don't know if they're parishioners, prostitutes, people he knows. But either way, you know, the headline, because they try to dial it back for those that are sensitive. But priest found a filing altar. I'm like, what do you do to the file? Oh! Oh, yeah. You're not just having a threesome on the altar. You're also recording yourself having a threesome on the altar.
There was butt sweat on that altar.
And a whole lot of butt. And the thing is, if he's recording himself having a threesome on the altar, I have news to the parishioner. This ain't his first time doing it.
A woman in Detroit was hit by a sandbag that was thrown off the freeway overpass.
Damn. Did she die?
No, she said that she has no idea how she's alive, but she's okay.
That is not a safe friend.
No.
Nothing over an overpass is a good idea.
Right. I don't care how big that bag of sand is. Sand.
It's sand. Yeah.
Right. Gains some mass rather quickly.
Even if a motorcycle hits it. You know what I mean? Just runs it over. I mean, that's...
Right.
It's
deadly.
Yeah.
A drunk dancing man in Ohio called police to report that someone had stolen his cigarettes, but when they got there, he kicked one and got himself arrested. Where they found his cigarettes in his pocket.
Oh, brutal. You call the cops because you lost your cigarette. First of all, why do you call the cops because someone stole your cigarette?
Mm-hmm. You think they care?
I'd be like, sir, people steal cigarettes and they steal lighters. Live with it.
Right.
That's life. Right. Someone stole your cigarettes. Why are you calling me about it?
I mean, I don't know. I've lost stuff when I'm drunk and then realized like it was just in a cabinet.
Sure.
But they're in his pocket.
But he was drunk. Mm-hmm. I have never thought to call the cops because I could not find something, even if I'm convinced someone stole it.
Just 9 times out of 10, the one that reported it did the crime.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I like that.
See what I go?
Even if you just made that up, it sounds good. Mm-hmm.
I watch a lot of crime shows. A robber in South Africa shot a man after being disappointed that he had a cheap phone.
Wait,
this
what
thing,
now?
This thing didn't have a good enough camera on it. This robber is robbing this man of his phone, and he said, this phone is crap. And so he stabbed the guy.
You know what, man? This reminds me, takes me back to 10th grade geometry class, where you have two desks pushed together. I do not know that the girl that sits to my right is cheating off of my math paper, okay? And if she had known what I know, she would know not to. Anyway, we test. I fail the test as expected. The teacher hands them back. Both of us got a 53. Now, I did not know that she had cheated, but I get my paper. I'm like, 53. I actually did better than I thought I would do. Teacher lays her paper down. She also has 53. And that's when I realized she cheated from me because she looked at me, kind of like this robber, says, boy, you stupid. I'm like, you cheated off of me. I mean,
right.
Like, what
does that make you?
Right. I didn't know you cheated on my... I'm sorry you failed because you copied me. Damn.
Dummy. Someone in Maryland mistook a dead body for a Halloween decoration.
Oh, where was that at? Do you know?
It just says Maryland. I do not know.
Damn it. Because it really depends where you live.
Well, if you wanted to hide one, I mean,
this is the
scarecrow, I guess.
We can't find the body. It's been in his front yard for the month of October.
Right. Damn.
Hey, I mean, if you looked at his dead body?
If there was a scarecrow on the cornfield on the eastern shore of Maryland, which is just all farmland up to the ocean, you know what I mean? You saw a scarecrow out there, no one would blink twice about it.
You wouldn't think about it.
But if it's a dead body, still, no one would think twice about it because you'd think it's a scarecrow.
Damn, man, now you're hanging the dead body like a scarecrow?
Yeah.
Well, you want to make it look like a scarecrow, so you think it's a scarecrow.
Yeah.
So violent. Right. Don't smile when you say yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, the Scarecrow Wizard of Oz, zombie.
Mm-hmm. It says White Marsh.
White Marsh.
Oh, White Marsh. That's right outside of Baltimore.
Baltimore County PD.
Yeah. Yep. It's near Ellings Mills.
It's
on the other side.
Someone polled people to find the top things that we worry that we forgot to do after leaving the house.
Turn something off.
You know what? Let's have some fun with this one. I actually do have the top 10 here.
Is it like making sure that you have everything you need, like your phone, your wallet, your keys?
That's not bad. It's basically what you forgot.
Okay. Lock the door.
Lock in the door. Things that you might have forgotten to bring with you. Okay, Miles, Mr. Hill, any
other guesses? Turn off the stove/oven.
Turning out the stove. Here we go. These are the top 10 worries that we have after leaving the house. It is, did I leave the gate open? For those fancy, fancy people that have gates.
Yeah, okay. I do not have that problem.
Number 9, did I leave something valuable sitting out? Because a burglar might see through a window and break in. I've only thought about that leaving my car.
I feel that more with a vehicle than I do my home.
Right. Because I'm a little gun shy after my car got busted into and they stole my laptop. It was a really nice laptop.
I leave all of my diamonds just sitting on the coffee table in the living room.
Absolutely.
The gold bars and the diamonds, yeah.
They're not even anything, just straight up diamonds, just rocks on the table. These are the top worries that we have after leaving the house. Number 8, is my hair curler or straightener still on? Every day, man.
I hear that.
I always hate that question. You know, like you're in the car, you've been away from the house for 40 minutes. Like,
do you know if I turned off my...
Why would I know?
Right.
I don't know.
Here's
now
the thing.
I'm paranoid thinking my house is going to burn down.
Maybe it's just because I never use the doggone thing. Sure. Why is it such a chore to remember to unplug it? It's a hot iron.
You pulled it out, you plugged it in, you turned it on.
Right, you'd figure, okay, hair's curled, immediately pull the plug out. Now you may not put it away because it needs to cool off, but isn't that kind of motion one as soon as you're done curling?
Hey, look, I can tell you this much. I buzzed my head this morning, then I unplugged the clippers and put them away.
There you go.
And they're not going to continue to get hot and burn down your house any day.
Trust me, hair, yeah, whenever there's a lady staying over, like, those things scare the crap out
of me. I was going to say, it's more my daughter's. She would, like, straighten her, whatever it was. And I'd walk in there, like, why is this light on? what is going on?
I was in there. These are the top worries after leaving the house. This one confuses the living hell out of me. Did I leave the sink on?
No.
I mean.
No.
Does that literally mean you left water running?
Yes. Yeah. No.
You have to have done that before to even worry about.
All right, bye, animals. I'm on my way to work. Oh, shoot. I almost forgot again to turn the sink off.
Did I turn the water off in the shower when I got out, dried off, got dressed, and left? Huh.
Right. Do people live in places where you need to shut off the water, like the actual moving water in your house before you leave? Or is this actually saying that there are dumbasses out there?
I think we're finding out there's people that just leave their sinks off.
Oh, my God.
That is weird.
Okay, and that's number seven. That is behind the hair curler, leaving something valuable sitting out and leaving the gate open. That's ahead of that. These are the top worries after leaving the house. Number six, did I turn the burner on the stove off the whole way?
That's a legitimate thing that I do every time I leave the kitchen.
Exactly.
So whenever I'm done doing my thing, I always double-check those burners because I'm guilty of that. I've done that before.
I double-check, but I check the actual dial because I've lived in a place before where the little light bulb burned out in the light that says it's on.
Oh, no.
Right, so you think you put it to the opposition, but it's on, you know, low heat, whatever. Sure. And you realize the next day as you graze this thing or put something on there. Oh, no. Yeah.
Right. Number five, right behind it, did I turn the oven off? True story, when I first moved out, again, I'm an idiot. I don't focus on these things. I remember I made something that night. I think I made a bunch of chicken breast or whatever, but I went to bed that night. I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning and I am sweating my bees off. I am absolutely hot as hell. I'm like, why is it so hot in here? It's like in the middle of winter. I walk around, I start opening up the windows, and then I feel a huge concentration of that heat coming from the kitchen. I had left that damn thing on all night long.
Mm-hmm.
Now, luckily, it had turned itself off. There was something where, like, maybe 12 hours or something like that has to go by to where it'll actually turn off, but thank God it had that trip on there because my dumb ass would have just left that thing on all night. Uh-huh.
Someone else says coffee pot. I've been guilty of this one. Did we turn the coffee pot on?
Yep. Because that burn, man.
Smell. It's like, ow,
burn
damn it.
Bottom of
mine does have a trip
coffee
on it. Mine will stay on for 2 hours, then it'll leave off. And so generally, I don't have to worry. I actually never turn it off. I don't have to worry about it, other than if I empty it out. I don't want to put the crap on an empty thing. These are the top worries after leaving the house. Number four, did I leave the iron on?
Yes. I'd have the iron closed, but I could see that being a reasonable concern. I don't like clothes that I have to iron. I'm like, I don't want to own
I do feel
this.
Much better after I iron my clothes.
Yes.
It's
I agree
great,
with that.
Even if it's t-shirt, whatever.
But still, after using the iron, as soon as I'm done, as soon as it, and I put that thing up there, the first thing I do is pull that plug.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's never really.
I mean, I just try to fold my t-shirts and then send my other shirts to the dry cleaner.
There you go.
I had a situation where I was on the road, Ted, and I had basically run out of clothes.
All right.
But they had like a Murphy bed.
Ironing board thing.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So it kind of fell out. And everything was in there and it had spray and starch and all that. So I just like took two or three of the old outfits that I kind of worn and soiled and ironed them. It was almost like I had brand new clothes. It was the greatest thing ever. I'm like, this is a simple hack.
I mean, I have some friends that iron everything.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they all iron t-shirts before they go out. Their gym looks like, okay.
Mm-hmm. And you feel better when you go out. I swear to God.
Staying
like,
crispy.
I don't do it, but the times I have, I'm like, this is This is the lifestyle right here.
These are the top worries after leaving the house. Number three, did I leave something plugged in? Which kind of sums up quite a few of other things that we've had on there. Number two, did I leave a window open? I'm on the second floor. I don't have to worry.
Mm-hmm.
We leave them cracked anyway.
Exactly. And the number one thing, this is the top worry after leaving the house.
Where are the kids?
No, simpler than that. You guys all know this one. Did I leave the door unlocked?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Just check it. Journey on the outside of that.
Mm-hmm.
Told you. I almost did it this morning.
Really?
I walked out. I threw my keys in my bag, and then I was like, wait a minute. We need to lock that door.
Yes.
Does your door lock behind you, or do...
Not this place.
Not that one. Okay.
I do not like doors
that's
that lock behind
thing.
Me.
Because if you had to walk out and go to the dumpster real quick and take trash out,
I have gotten
your keys.
Burned.
Right, closes behind the
I lived in one place that locked behind me for 8 years. And the last year I was there, the night after Thanksgiving, it locked behind me, taking out the trash.
Yeah, I mean, that's where you don't mean to.
That's why I stopped taking out trash.
Due to an algorithm flaw, Facebook is censoring pictures of a certain vegetable.
A certain vegetable? Which one is that?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. But first, have we made it to drinking time?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.